Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that death is the end? Or is it just a new beginning?
A new beginning.
Does our soul continue to evolve? Or is it buried 6 feet under? Spiritual encounters and unexplained phenomena have intrigued people for centuries. But what if you could find the answer? Right here.
Right here.
Right now.
Right now.
Welcome to Heavenly Encounters.
Heavenly Encounters.
Where we will talk with everyday people who have had extraordinary experiences and gifted souls that see beyond the veil.
Beyond the veil.
Together, we'll diminish our fear of death, explore our soul's evolution, and soften the crippling grief that accompanies loss.
Heavenly Encounters.
You, our listeners, will discover a new world.
A new world.
A fresh reality.
A fresh reality.
Just a whisper away.
Heavenly Encounters.
So take a deep breath and join us on this fascinating adventure. This is Heavenly Encounters.
Heavenly Encounters.
A journey to the other side.
Heavenly Encounters.
Welcome to Heavenly Encounters, a journey to the other side. I am your host, Mary Elizabeth, broadcasting from Chicago, Illinois.
And I'm your co-host, Janice, broadcasting live from St. Louis, Missouri.
Now, do you often see the numbers 1111? How about 222 or 444? Numbers are an important way in which heaven attempts to get our attention and send us a message. They also serve as a way to guide us along our path in life. Our guest today will talk about the significance of these heavenly numbers and will also teach us how to calculate our own life path and personal year number, which reveals our purpose in life and the lessons we came here to learn. But first, don't forget to check out my new blog, The Book Depository and Point de l'Alma Tunnel, which you can access along with all of our past shows at heavenlyencountersradio.com. So, Janice.
Yes.
You know, I was never a big fan of math, but numbers really are an integral part of the universe, aren't they?
They really, really are. And according to Pythagoras, numbers are basically the universe. Everything is composed of numbers.
Wow. Well, our guest today is Bree Ferrario. She's an intuitive consultant who combines her experience as a certified hypnotist and dream analyst to assist clients in their journey of self-awareness. Bree, welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Well, let's start from the beginning. Why do you think the spirit world tries to communicate to us with numbers?
Well, just like with dreams, that's the best way, the easiest way to get in touch with us. And so sometimes, like with the numbers, like when you're talking about 1111, mm-hmm. that's a really interesting one because that is definitely the doorway to the spiritual world. And so there's an 1111 in the morning and 1111 at night. And if you look at it, the 11 looks like a doorway. And so each 11 looks like a doorway. And so the general consensus is when you see 1111, make a wish because you're connected to the spiritual world. And so that's the time to kind of put your energy onto what you want.
Oh, wow. You know, I see 1111 everywhere. It's to the point I just kind of even laugh about it. You know, I had the other day, my phone was on the blink. So I took it in. They kept on taking the battery out, putting the battery back in, back and forth, back and forth. And a couple days, I think it was the next day, I'm looking at my clock, and it's like 11:23. I kind of laughed. It's like, oh, gosh, I missed 11:11. Well, I go to get my phone. I pick it up, and it's 11:11 on my cell phone.
There you go.
And so in about 2 minutes 11. Later, it recalculated. Yeah. So what does it – I mean, when you say make a wish, what do you mean?
Right.
Is for anything?
Yeah, make a personal wish. It could be about – Your career, it could be about your personal life, it could be about a particular goal that you would like to reach. But you want to make a wish because, like I said, that's your doorway to the spiritual world, and those are the two 11s are the actual door openings. And so 11 represents illumination, and it can also represent religious experiences. So it's an idealistic development. So you want to pay attention to the 1111, and that's just kind of like you want to make sure that you're presenting or projecting all the things that you want to see or want to happen.
Because I kind of take it as a kick in the butt saying, okay, get back on your spiritual path. It's kind of a reminder to go back to what my dream really is.
Well, sometimes, like you were saying, how when the numbers repeat themselves, like 4-4,
mm-hmm.
4 is a number of order, service, and hard work. It's like keeping your nose to the grindstone. And so when it repeats itself again, 4 and 4, it's saying you really have to work hard. But then when you add them together, 4 and 4 equals 8. Well, 8 is material satisfaction, so it's kind of giving you a little hope there. It's saying, like, yeah, you got to work really hard right now, but it will pay off. The benefits are there.
Okay. Well, what about 2-2-2?
Well, here again, 2-2-2, look at it this way. 2 is the number of cooperation. It's also the number of relationships. So 2-2-2 would be 6 when you add those three numbers up. And so 6 is a number of family. It's balance, responsibility, and love. And so it might be telling you, you know what, you might need to negotiate. Or maybe you can't be so firm on what you want. Maybe you need to be a little bit more flexible.
Hmm. Janice, what do you see?
When I see numbers? Gosh,
right.
You know, I can remember when 11-11 was the big thing because Solara wrote 11-11, I think it was called The Gateway, back
yes.
probably in the 80s. And that's
right.
really where a lot of the numbers come up. But, you know, numbers are, for me, everything that I utilize is ancient Egyptian.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, a lot of times in healing, you're talking about vibrational numbers or you're talking about frequencies, which
mm-hmm.
are all made up of numbers. You know, so you hit a certain frequency or a certain tone, a musical tone, you know. Even the alphabet, sacred alphabets can be broken down into numbers, you know. It's almost like a cosmic code.
Hmm. Then how about the big one, 666? We always think that, oh, my gosh, that's the devil. What does it really mean?
Well, I read one time, and I don't know if Bree will have a different interpretation, but I read one time that 999 was the symbol, was the number for Christ, the Christ consciousness that is coming. And that if you look at that number as if it were standing on a mirror, the reverse of that number is 666. And therefore,
so it's the yin and the yang.
Right. And it's a reflection of the higher consciousness, Christ consciousness, but it's the lower manifestation of the lower. And that's the only time I've ever really come across anything for 666.
Bree,
what do you
think? I heard the same thing too. And so that's what I would be familiar with as far as the 666 as well. You know what's really interesting, though, because with numbers, odd numbers are basically concerned with the individual alone, like 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, where even numbers are concerned with the relation to the group, with the individual.
Interesting.
And also odd numbers are more related to abstract concepts, where even numbers are related to more practical concepts. And then odd numbers involve more idealistic endeavors, where the even numbers are the more mundane endeavors.
Interesting.
So when you're looking at your numbers, you know, it's just like you can view them as the next logical step. So when you're looking at the numbers, like 1 would represent independence, well, then
right.
2 is cooperation. You know, and like 5 would be constructive freedom, where 6 is balance and responsibility. So from a different perspective, each number represents the opposite of the previous number. So limitation of the 4 is followed by the constructive freedom of the 5, and material satisfaction of the 8 is followed by the selflessness of the 9.
Wow. That's a lot of numbers.
It is. But it's really fascinating because basically every number has a vibration, like Janice was talking
right.
about. Even like, and so like 1 would be individuation or independence or attainment, and 2 would be relation or cooperation. 3
mm-hmm.
would be expression or joy of living. 4 is limitation, order, service. 5 is constructive freedom. 6 is balance, responsibility, and love. 7 is analysis and understanding. 8 is material satisfaction. And 9 is selflessness and humanitarianism. And 11 is an illumination. And 22 is your master builder.
Wow.
Wow. We're definitely going to talk about that in a little bit. So let's get on to the universal year. What actually is that? And how do you determine that number?
Right. The universal year is the current year, like today we're in 2016 right now. So if you have the 2, the 0, and the 1, and the 6, you come up with a 9. And so the universal year would be a 9. Excuse me. So this is a year for completion. This is a year for endings. And so what a perfect time for a presidential election, because President Obama is completing his presidency. And so it should go rather smoothly because this is a 9-year for completion. And then next year will be a 1-year, so that would be a good year for the new president to come in and start whatever his plans or goals are.
And the thing is, from an ascension point of view, this is supposed to be kind of like out with the old and in with the new as well. So 2016 is the end of the old frequency, and now we're going into the new, actually the new frequency.
Right, exactly. And it's exciting because whatever you start in a 1 year, then in your 8-year, you'll reap the benefits from it. And so, like, looking at your numbers, Mary, you're in a 4 personal year. So that's limitation, order, and service. So this is a year for you to work hard. In other words, you can't slack off this year. And so the more you
like
do.
Like I never ever do.
I know. And you know, and so you need to get organized and really just focus on what it is that you're doing. That's why you have such a great show. And Janice, your personal year is an 8. Now, that's material satisfaction.
Oh.
So look back on your 1 year. What did you start in the 1 year, because you're going to reap it this year?
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for those of you who are in a 1 year, you want to make sure that you start something that you want to see flourish. And I'm in a 1 year, and so I just got on social media and started doing some new things for my business that I hadn't done before. So that should be very successful.
Yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about life path or destiny numbers as well.
Okay.
What are
now,
those?
Now, the life path is based on your birthday. It's your personal birthday. So you would take your birth month, the day of your birth, and the year you were born, and you add those all up, and then you reduce them to a single digit. Now, Mary, you and I share the same life path. We're both a 19-1. And with that, it's like this is kind of like we have a twofold lesson in our life path, because we have to learn the benefits of being independent. We have to learn to stand on our own two feet. And once we're able to attain that, then we become the leader or the creator. So it's a twofold, and mostly, ironically enough, it seems like it takes most people the greater part of their life to learn the first part, and then the second part comes. And then they're able to
Well, that's exactly how I feel. I feel, you know, like part one of my life was, you know, from the time of my birth to 40 years old. Then all of a sudden, bam, I feel like I got hit in the head at 40 years old. And I was actually living in St. Louis, and that's kind of how my whole spiritual journey began and how I met Janice and, you know, started on the radio as well. So that was kind of like part two.
Yeah.
That's exciting. And so, like with Janice, like I said before, her personal year is an 8, so this is material satisfaction. So this could be a year where you feel you can see progress in things that are you doing. There's productivity in what you're doing. So you can see the results of your efforts, which is always nice. Yeah.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how many years, Janice, have you been working on Summit's oils and healing and everything else? I mean, you've been doing that really for a lifetime.
Oh, my gosh. It's got to be at least 35-plus years. Yeah.
Wow.
And it's very interesting that Bree said, because I've made some changes, you know, end of last year, beginning of the new year, and the same thing is to kind of see about turning it into, you know, a business more than just a great passion, you know, where I can make it more available to that many more people.
Wow. You deserve an 8.
Yes, she does.
Well, thank you very much.
Absolutely, she does. Now, let's talk about birth date for a second. Janice was born in April. I was born in September, but we were both born on the 22nd, and I actually happened to look up what day that was when we were both born. We were both born on a Tuesday.
I was born on a Tuesday as well.
Oh, wow.
The Tuesday Club.
The Tuesday Club.
That's really great. That's great.
But, you know, with the 22, that brings up one of the master numbers, and there's always nervous energy with the master numbers 11 and 22. Now, the 22 is like a large-scale venture to benefit mankind, like what you're doing, Janice, mm-hmm. with your oils and everything, and
mm-hmm.
Mary with your with the show and everything. These are idealistic endeavors, so these are bigger than life. So that's why I think you guys are drawn to use your talents on these big projects because of your master number for your day of your birth.
Wow.
Hmm.
So you got
I've never been satisfied with something small. This was always supposed to be a grand endeavor, a mission,
right.
something that really helps shift people in the way that they think, their attitudes
right.
toward not only death, but also on how their soul is evolving. So that would
yep.
make sense.
Yeah, and Bree, when you're talking about numbers like birth numbers and different things like that, is mm-hmm. that part of what we consider karma or not?
Yes, there, numerology is also associated with the karmic. There's a karmic number. I'm not a numerologist, so I really don't know the specifics on that, but I know that you can determine your karmic number and what that
okay.
has to do with what you're here for. That's
okay.
part of your purpose. But you do also have, like, your personal year and your personal month, and you can even go down to the personal day, which
wow.
is interesting. So, like, today is February the 25th, 2016. So, Mary, you're in a four personal day, and Janice, you're in an eight personal day. So,
oh, wow.
ironically enough, it's balancing with your personal year, so it just makes it even more so. So, like, this is probably a day where, Mary, you put in a lot of work, a lot of organization, and you just really
mm-hmm.
focused on getting things done. And, Janice, you're probably feeling success in whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
So that's a
wow.
great time. So it's like a double whammy. And so what you do is for, you know, your life path, like I said, we just do your personal month, date of your birth, and the year you were born, and get that single digit. And then for your personal month, then you want to make sure that you just go to whatever month you're looking at plus your personal year. So to get your personal year, you take your birth month and the day you were born, and you add those numbers up to the current year, and you reduce that to a single digit. And so when you would do your personal month, you would take, like, this is February, plus whatever your personal year is, and then you can get the number for your personal month. And then the same token, to get your personal day, you would take the calendar month, the calendar day, and your personal year.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah. So, like, Mary, you would be a four personal day, and Janice, you're an eight personal day.
Wow.
Which is our, the same number as our personal year.
Yeah,
actually.
which means it's going to be even doubly potent today.
Wow.
Ooh.
That sounds good.
I did get a lot yeah. done.
See? You did good then. So then tomorrow for you, Mary, it's going to be a 5 day. And that's constructive freedom. That's also a great day for sex. It's a great day for travel. It's a great day
okay,
for
let
change.
Let me make a note of that. Okay.
There you go. It's a great day for changes. So you might expect changes tomorrow. Like, you may plan something and all of a sudden it gets changed. Well, don't be surprised, because that's what a 5 day will bring you. And then, Janice, your day tomorrow will be a 9. That might be a good day to clear out a closet or get rid of things that you no longer need.
Right.
And just kind of open up everything for new things coming in.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Interesting. So let's talk about love and compatibility. If numbers can determine kind of our life path, all these characteristics, can you also find your ideal partner with numbers
yes.
as well?
Definitely. Now, your life path is your most important number because your birthday doesn't change. And so that's like 50% of the core as far as numerology goes. But then your name also comes into the picture, especially when you're doing compatibility. And so what they normally tell you to do is take the birth name, the name that's on your birth certificate, even
mm-hmm.
if it's misspelled. You take your birth name, and then you're going to find that it is your birth name is going to give you the energies, because, like, you have your soul urge, you've got your expression, and the soul urge would be all the vowels that are added up together. The expression is all the consonants added up together, and the personality would be your whole name together.
Wow.
And
holy
so
cow.
Naturally you want to find somebody who's compatible with you, because like we were talking about before, the numbers are kind of opposite of each number. So if you get someone who's an opposite number of you, like let's say your cooperation and their, you know, constructive freedom, then, you know, you're going to be able to bend to their way, which is fine, but their changes might be too much for you. And then it's just a matter of finding what numbers that you feel are comfortable for you. So, yes, you can play around with that, and it's, like I said, it's based on the name on the birth certificate.
Right.
Wow.
Well, I think this is all kind of predicated in the belief, too, that, you know, we have this pre-birth planning session that our parents are chosen, our birth date is chosen. You know, I'm coming down at 5:57, you know, on a Tuesday, and this is what my name's going to be. So isn't all this kind of predetermined also?
I believe
based
that,
on
yeah.
what our lessons are to be learned in this lifetime?
That's how I feel. I believe that we come in with a certain energy and a certain purpose. And so our name and our birth date are going to help reflect that to, you know, balance those energies for us. But, yeah, I believe that too.
Right. And then I was told once by an astrologer that if, you know, I'm in the house of, I have like 9 planets in the house of communication. Now, if I was one over, I'd be in family and I would have had 9 kids.
Ooh.
So.
Well, there you go.
A little different.
Yeah.
Exactly. But it's just absolutely fascinating. And I don't know if either one of you even knows. I mean, how, at what point, who determined that 5 means this and 4 means that and 11 means something else? Is that just something, I mean, I don't know where it came from.
I know, that's always so interesting. I equate that with, like, how people come up with what the different minerals or different stones or gems mean. Like, who's the person who's in charge of making
right.
all this? These decisions.
Exactly.
So.
Well, and, you know, if you go back far enough, that was sacred science.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, like Pythagoras, we talked about before, the father of mathematics, was a student of the Egyptian temples. So I think that the knowledge was always there. It's just whether, one time it was considered so sacred that it wasn't, shared the way it is today.
Mm-hmm. That's probably
right.
true. And I think that, you know, if you look at things and you associate a number with them, it'll probably form a pattern. And then you can start seeing how, oh, yeah, whenever I'm around a 3, I feel happier. I'm able to express myself more easily.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think you can find that pattern when you look at the numbers, what exactly they mean. You might find that by, like, looking at a previous year and determining what that personal year was for you, and it might be a year when you were more serious, you know, where you, you know, kind of really focused on getting things done. Or there might be a year, like if you have a 3 year, wow, that's a party time. That's a good time because you're able to express yourself more easily, you're having fun, you're enjoying life.
Interesting.
So I think the energies of the different numbers just kind of, I think they kind of prove themselves. Like
right.
the answer to Pythagoras, I think he just kind of put all of that together.
Right.
Exactly.
But, you know, think back, too, during the times of, like, the Native Americans, you know, they always had a medicine man that determined, you know, what herbs worked for what ailment. And at least my belief is that was the elder that channeled the information. So I think maybe it was the same thing, whether you're talking about Leonardo da Vinci or Pythagoras, that also channeled a lot of the information that they brought down.
Mm-hmm. I believe that.
Absolutely. And even as we get into quantum physics is nothing but sacred numbers anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I mean, we're learning all sorts of things about the universe that we just didn't know before.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, Janice, even take you, for example. You know, you're a vibrational healer. You use crystals and you use flower essences and herbs and everything else. That's all based on energy and hertz. So
well,
those are numbers as well.
Exactly, frequencies, and you're creating a synergy of all of the different frequencies and energy when you're creating an oil or when you're doing healing, or even like with Bree, sitting down and giving a reading, you know. It's her energy and the person that she's reading for plus the numbers. That creates a synergy too.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's true.
But I think the funny thing is, though, is that the universe does have a sense of humor as well. I think it was yesterday. I love kombucha, and it can explode if you're not careful. And it exploded all over my keyboard.
Oh, no.
So everything seemed to work fine, except for the letter L. The letter L just refused to work. So, of course, I'm working on the show about numerology, so I'm putting, okay, what does the letter L equate to? Of course, it equates to a number. And you know what L means, the negative part of L?
What?
Accident prone. It's like, how?
How did you find that out?
I just looked it up online.
Oh, okay. I'm going to say, because
so
L, in numerology, L would be the number equivalent would be a 3. And that's
mm-hmm.
self-expression. So it's like, for some reason, you weren't able to express yourself because you couldn't get that L going.
Yeah, so you just exploded some poor
I just exploded. What
bottle.
The heck?
That's wild.
So, I mean, I've got to the point where you just kind of have to laugh when you see things repeated over and over
yeah.
and over again. But it's nice to know that now means 11-11 means make a wish. So I'm going to start making a wish.
Yeah, because
well,
that's
thank
your
you
doorway.
So much. Absolutely. Well, thank you, Bree, so much for joining us. One more thing, though. How can people contact you?
Well, I'm at Mystic Valley, and
okay.
if they would like to book a session or check my availability, Mystic Valley's number is area code 314-645-3336, and I'm usually there Tuesday through Friday.
Okay, and Mystic Valley is in St. Louis.
Yes, sir. It's in Maplewood, Missouri.
Yeah.
Okay. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. This has been absolutely fascinating. It's always fascinating talking with you.
Thank you for having me. I had a great time and sweet dreams.
Oh, and
you
thanks,
too.
Bree.
Thanks.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, Janice, one last question I have for you. And this is
okay.
something that is just fascinating me. It has always fascinated me that the entire universe really is based on numbers and it's based on sacred geometry. So can you explain to people what that actually means?
Well, the ancients viewed the cosmos, because we talk about astrology and numerology
right.
and all of this, they viewed it as a great clock. And a lot of people will remember the 12-12 from the Mayan calendar.
Mm-hmm.
And that clock was predicated upon sacred sciences. They were all predicated upon numbers. And everything ran by that sacred clock. And so,
wow.
you know, basically that's what it is. I mean, that you could predict the time something was going to happen, the time something happened in the past. It was a great clock. And if you knew how to use the numbers of this great clock, you could go backwards, forwards, and eventually it'll probably tell us how to time travel.
Wow. You know, just when you think you're starting to know quite a bit, you realize you really don't even have any idea. There's so much out there to learn and to know. It is so fascinating. That's what got me interested in this whole spiritual quest to begin with. It's like a sci-fi novel.
I know, and it's like a never ending. It just keeps repeating itself, and it's
yeah.
like you never get to an end. There's always more questions.
Absolutely. Well, with that, it is time to go into Illuminations.
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 It's time for Illuminations. Food for your mind.
Okay, Janice, what do you have for us?
Okay. Well, this is a Sri Aurobindo quote, and
mm-hmm.
I thought it was kind of pertaining. It was dealing with action and work, so acting from within. Not
mm-hmm.
only in your inward concentration, but in your outward acts and movements, you must take the right attitude.
Absolutely. And mine is from Albert Einstein. Everyone who is seriously involved in the pursuit of science becomes convinced that a spirit is manifest in the laws of the universe, a spirit vastly superior to that of man, and one in the face of which we, with our modest powers, must feel humble. Well, thank you, Janice, for another fascinating show, and thank you to our wonderful listeners for joining us once again. Until next time, be inspired, be empowered, and be well. You've been listening to Heavenly Encounters, A Journey to the Other Side.
Illuminations.
Good night.
Good night.